saying that has a phrase in it, then sings my soul to thee.
Amen.
So many times I hear the beautiful sound of birds and they sing to God in their own way. Only human beings can sing in the soul. To be able to feel that music and to praise God and to be a part of an assembly singing like we've done this morning is so rich and so full. It's just a wonderful thing to be a part of such an assembly.
Amen.
Want to recognize and appreciate Brother Holmes for giving us a report on Brother Pace. When it comes my time to pass from this life, I hope someone will encourage me as Bobby did Brother Pace. I know it's encouraging to him to recognize, yes, I'm going to die, but I have a life to live yet, and that life is in Christ Jesus. So we need reminding of that and recognizing that we're not just talking about doctrinal things, we're talking about eternal things, and how good it is to have that truth explained to us this morning. One of the things that I like to talk about that's so much a part of the Bible is the great news of the kingdom of God. When some people knock on your doors, they're there to tell you the kingdom has not come yet. I'm here to tell you the kingdom has come.
Amen.
And when we recognize that the kingdom has come, you see the promise of that all the way through the Bible. We're studying now on Wednesday nights in 2 Samuel and in chapter 7, God tells David that through his seed he's going to establish an eternal kingdom. And that kingdom has been promised through Christ our Lord. Then when you look at the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Joel, the prophet Daniel, they always talked of the kingdom that's coming. And then Jesus said, some of you stand nearby, that's in Mark 9 verse 1, when he said, you'll not die till you see the kingdom come with power. Thus some of those were living in Acts chapter 2, when in fact the Holy Spirit came with power and the kingdom of Christ was established and remains until this day. The reason why I'm bringing this to your mind as a very familiar thing is because there are those that deny the kingdom of God is present today. We'd like to continue preaching that and teach against pre-millennialism. The word pre means before, and is talking about a time before the reign of Christ. They're denying that Christ is reigning now. It's pre the reign of Christ, and I-ism says it ain't so. So we need to remember that premillennialism is a very popular doctrine. There have been many books written about it. Been one of the Bibles that's been written with this in view, the Scofield Bible. I'll talk about that in just a moment. And many, many people have this idea the kingdom of God is yet in the future, and that we're living pre or before that millennial kingdom, and that's not true. So we want to notice that when you go to the bookstore, you'll find a number of books on the shelf talking about this, and the Scofield Bible was one of the major thrusts of premillennialism, and many people today probably use the Scofield Bible without remembering what it was all about. And then, of course, you have a lot of books. Tim LaHaye wrote a lot of books about that. And then the one that's recently been made into a movie is Left Behind. And that talks about a supposed rapture when the children of God are going to be taken up into the clouds and be with the Lord. And then there's going to be a great tribulation on earth. And it doesn't make any sense. If the people of God are gone, then only the wicked people remain. Where's the tribulation? But that whole rapture theory is very prominent in today's world. A small group of survivors, according to this book and according to the rapture theory, are left behind after millions of people suddenly vanish and the world is plunged in chaos and destruction. The sudden disappearance is the calling of Christians to heaven to be with the Lord, while those left behind face confusion and havoc. Now, that's so popular, it's in the movies, and especially with the movie Left Behind. Then one man said, I think a lot of the core Christian audience, I think they're going to be surprised at the clarity with which we presented the rapture. Now, the word rapture is not in the Bible.
Amen.
The idea is not in the Bible, but this has become so popular, you'd think it's on every page of the Bible. We're going to have the rapture, and it's just not there. He said, I think people are expecting it to be completely buried and barely mentioned, producer and writer Paul LaLonde. And, of course, that was the the one who did the movie about that. Now, the problem is that members of the church get caught up in this, and many of you know that the Willie Robinson family, the Duck Dynasty, are members of the church. I think they're members of quite liberal church. They do a lot of things the Bible does not authorize, but they're caught up in this because they're involved in the movie. He said, like most Christians, my family and I, the Robertson family, can truly say that we're excited about the soon return of Jesus. Now, let me stop there a minute. They were saying that when Jesus, when the apostles were on the earth. There were some in Thessalonica and Corinth that said they'd already missed the resurrection because the resurrection was already over. And now they're 2,000 years down the road, and that's still not true. And he said, and I'm sure if you've been watching the news lately, you know that that return could be any day now. This movie will make you think, you know, how it all ends. And the movie embraces the idea of the premillennial theory and the rapture, and again, that's not biblical. And so he went on to say, I am so excited to be a part of the brand new feature film, Left Behind, Robertson said. As I continue my journey into the major motion picture business, I am proud to be associated with this project, which is based off the best-selling novel that really brings the book series to life. It's a film that audiences need to see to believe. Are you ready? Well, I'm not waiting for the rapture. I have no desire for the rapture. Now, the resurrection is going to happen. Jesus is coming again. I have no doubt about that, but he's not coming to this earth. He will never set foot on this earth again. The Bible says we're going to be caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're not going to be here. Jesus is not going to be on earth. And some, of course, say he's going to come back to the earth. He's going to be here 1,000 years. He's going to reign on a throne in Jerusalem, and he's going to establish the kingdom. They've missed it. The kingdom is already here. I love to teach that. I love to let people know that you can be in the kingdom of Christ. Well, how can I be so sure? Well, Colossians 1 and verse 13 talked about those who have been translated. The Christians in Colossae have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of His love. Those Christians were in the kingdom in the days of the Apostle Paul who wrote that letter. So the kingdom of Christ has been here. We are now in the millennial kingdom. And when somebody waits for it, they're waiting in vain. Then it says we're thrilled that Willie Robertson is a part of our team and that he shares the same vision for Left Behind in its message that will be brought to the moviegoers around the world. Don't spend your money. Now, if you want to be entertained, you might look at it and understand why some people believe what they believe, but it's just not going to happen. He said, Willie and I are both on the same page, not only theologically, but also in our commitment to high quality entertainment that reaches a wide audience. Working with him has been inspiring. Well, a lot of people like the Duck Dynasty, and they watch that. I've never watched it. I don't even know what it's all about. Actually, it's a family show, supposedly. And yet, sadly, they've been caught up in this premillennial rapture idea. And I could spend a lot of time going into the history of this, but I don't think it's worth our time to do that. It's something that started some long centuries ago, but now it's been really popularized by movies and books in our generation. I just don't want us to get caught up in that because it's not the truth, and we'll be looking more at that as we go along. When you look at a study of the premillennial theory, and I'd like for you to go with me through this, it starts here, and this is one of their charts. It starts in with Israel, and then the personal ministry of Christ. And what they say, if you notice, that the kingdom is postponed and Christ fails. Well, that's enough for me. Amen. I don't need to go any further. When somebody tells me that Jesus, my Lord, failed, you've lost me. I don't believe that for a minute. Now, what they said is that Jesus came to establish the kingdom, but that he wasn't able to do it because of the world was more worldly than he anticipated. And so he postponed the kingdom until a later time, and in its place, instead of the kingdom, the church is an afterthought. And so he came along to establish the kingdom. The kingdom couldn't be established, so well, all right, so I'll just start the church, and then we'll bring the kingdom along later. Folks, the kingdom and the church are the same things.
Amen.
The kingdom and the church are the same people. Amen. When you look at the word church, you're talking about Jesus called out people. The same people when you talk about the kingdom. But with regard to the kingdom, you're emphasizing now that Jesus is the king. Now with the church, Jesus is the head. With the kingdom, Jesus is the king. But that's just illustrations of what the people of God are. And you'll see that with regard to the bride of Christ. The church is the bride, and Christ is the bridegroom. You see, you use different illustrations to describe the people of God, and you have other illustrations. We talk about the church as a vineyard. A vineyard is a place of service. We are the servants, the workers in the vineyard. Christ is the owner, the master of the vineyard, talking about the same people. So when the idea comes up that Jesus failed and postponed the kingdom, there's not a word of truth to that. Amen. And now they're going to tell you that the kingdom now is going to come back in and be 1,000 years on further down sometime in time. How can you be sure? If Jesus failed the first time, how can I be sure he's going to do it the second time? Or the third? Or the fourth? The idea that Jesus failed is abhorrent to every child of God. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the one who's the Alpha and the Omega. He's never failed in anything he came to do. And so then the church age is just an afterthought. And then somewhere down in here, there's going to be this rapture. A rapture of the saints. Not a word in the Bible about it.
Amen.
Made out of total cloth. Nothing truth to it at all. And they're going to be raptured and be 7 years in paradise. And then they're going to come back with Jesus, and then he's going to establish the kingdom here. But I want you to notice something. Here all the Christians go up there 7 years in paradise. Back on earth it says there's 7 years of tribulation. Well, what's the tribulation if they're all just not Christians? They're who they're fighting. They're not fighting Christians. The tribulation is supposed to be about Christians being troubled and having persecution. But they're gone. And so there's a flaw even in the system itself. And then when Jesus supposedly comes back, there's going to begin the 1,000 years of peace on earth. Christ is enthroned in Jerusalem and the kingdom is established. But how can you be sure? Because he failed over here. You see, the whole thing is based upon a lie. And that is that Jesus failed. And then after that, then there'll be a judgment and then heaven and hell. But the problem is, they bring up all this book of Revelation and they literalized what is analogies and pictures in the book of Revelation. I believe, and this is my thoughts and my opinion, I believe we're in the battle of Armageddon today. We're fighting evil today.
Amen.
The Lord Christ and Satan are in conflict today, and Christians and evil people are in conflict today. We're in the battle of Armageddon.
Amen.
And we'll have to survive, and we will survive whether we live or die, as Bobby talked to Brother Pace. And so I want you to look at that and understand that's not the truth. That's not the truth. But we'll look on a little bit further. And here's what the Bible teaches. Here's the Bible view. When you look at the book of Revelation itself, chapters 1 through 3 talk about the church and earth at the time of the apostles. The seven churches of Asia are mentioned there. And so the kingdom had been established. And John said in the very beginning of the book of Revelation that he was in the kingdom with them. And so the kingdom and the church are the same things. You don't have to worry about what it is. The same people in the church are the same people in the kingdom, the same people in the bride of Christ, the same people in the vineyard, the same people that are simply called out Christians. And so that's talking about John the apostle, his time when he wrote the book of Revelation. And then you have the time of the Pentecost. The Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 is the beginning of the kingdom. Read Acts chapter 2.
Amen.
And you have the story.
All right.
And you have the idea clearly that Jesus Christ has ascended to the throne of David. 2 Samuel 7 forecasts that. And so Jesus Christ is now reigning on the throne.
Amen.
Not going to be some future time. In fact, that's why Jesus is called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's reigning now. He's ruling now. And the Bible tells us he'll continue to reign, 1 Corinthians 15, until the end of time. Then he'll turn the kingdom back to God. Well, if you're waiting until some future time for the kingdom, then Jesus is no longer king. He's no longer Lord. And he doesn't have a kingdom. He doesn't have a territory to rule over. He doesn't have a people to rule over. The reason I get excited about this is because so many people fall for that.
Amen.
You've got entire groups of the Baptist people, the Methodist people, the particularly Pentecostal people, who believe all that. Jehovah's Witnesses teach this all the time. Most of their literature is pointed toward the idea that the kingdom has not yet been established. They'll come to the door and they'll knock on the door and they'll try to sell you or give you material that says that Jesus failed. Now, they've come to my door and I've asked them to tell me, explain to me Mark 9 verse 1, and they can't do it. I've had them say, well, we're going to go back and we're going to ask some people about that and we'll come back. But they never come back.
Amen.
Here's your scripture, Mark 9, verse 1. When they knock on your door, invite them in and ask them to explain Mark chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus there said that some of you that hear me speak will not taste of death till you see the kingdom of God come with power. Are they still living? Are there people 2,000 years old running around, creeping around? Because if the kingdom hasn't come yet, they have to still be alive. But you look at Acts 2, and the kingdom came with power, the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus didn't fail at all. And so the idea here of the Christian era, and I use that term just because it's on the chart, the reign of Christ is right now, and of course that's talking about the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 22. Jesus will come back again, but never on this earth. I found out not long ago, I have one remaining uncle. And he has not been religious during his life, but he got religious. He's about 89, I think, now. And I found out he goes to church on Saturday. And the reason he goes to church on Saturday is he's fallen in for this premillennial theory under Garner Ted Armstrong. Now, Garner Ted Armstrong was a television preacher. His father was Herbert W. Armstrong, and he was immensely popular for a period of time. And he started Ambassador College in California and in Big Sandy, Texas. And Garner Ted was his son, the heir apparent. But Garner Ted, and he married a school chum of mine. We graduated together. His wife was Shirley, a Hammer. And we graduated out of high school together, but Garner Ted was not faithful to her, and he was gambling a lot, so Herbert disinherited him. But Garner Ted has his own little wing of that, and that's where my uncle is today. And he believes the premillennial theory. I tried to talk to him about it, and he's just not able to grasp it at all. But you are. And don't fall for the idea that Jesus is yet to establish the kingdom. The kingdom of Christ is here.
Amen.
And you can be a part of it, and I can be a part of it, because as Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says, you can be translated into the kingdom. It's a spiritual translation. Jesus called it a new birth in John chapter 3. When you're baptized into Christ, Romans chapter 6, you're baptized into his death. There the blood of Christ cleanses you from your sins, and God puts you spiritually into the kingdom. That's why Jesus could say, my kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not like this world. I can give you the, if I look at an atlas, I can give you the square miles of the state of Texas. But I can't give you the square miles of the kingdom of God. Because Jesus said, it's in you. And I can't say, here it is or there it is, because it's inside of each of us. And Jesus is the one who's the king of the kingdom, and he rules in our lives and in our hearts. And that's why we can say that, thus sings my soul. because we're part of that wonderful kingdom. And so the end is not going to be the beginning of the kingdom. The end is the end of everything. Peter talks about it's all going to be destroyed in fire. We're not going to be a part of it anymore. We'll be gone. The earth will be consumed and all that's in it. And the eternal state is heaven or hell. That they've got that right. The eternal state is heaven or hell. But we don't go through this pretended kingdom in the future. We're in the kingdom now, or we're not. And so the thing for you to ask yourself today, am I in the kingdom of Christ? And the idea, of course, is to understand when you get through with all of the running around, there are problems with premillennialism. First of all, it teaches that Jesus came to establish an earthly kingdom. They're still looking today what the Jews wanted. Their concept of the kingdom is all wrong because they want it to be an earthly kingdom like David had and like Solomon had. And so that's why they can't understand this kingdom is spiritual. So that's a problem with it. It also teaches that Jesus failed in his efforts to establish an earthly kingdom which is spiritual. And they just think that he failed to establish that Solomonic type of kingdom, that Davidic kingdom. And then teaches that Jesus' death was not the reason Jesus came to earth. He failed in his big project of establishing the kingdom, but Jesus' death was absolutely necessary for the salvation of our souls. And we think of Jesus coming to die. He knew that. He knew that he came to die. And he would take away our sins. And it teaches the church as a substitute, a stand-in for the kingdom, when in fact the church is the kingdom.
All right.
Now then, when Christ is my king, I'm in the kingdom. When Christ is the head, I'm talking about the church. When Christ is the master, I'm talking about the vineyard. When Christ is the bridegroom, I'm talking about the church as the bride of Christ. But it's all the same people. And God blessed us with those different names of his people to help us understand with regard to the vineyard. We need to work. This is our place of service. With regard to the kingdom, let's be loyal to the king. With regard to the church, let's come out of the world and be a part of the sanctified group of people that belong to the Lord Jesus. With regard to the bride of Christ, let's be pure. We need to be pure. And you can look at all the different things that the Bible talks about, the church, the kingdom, the vineyard, the bride of Christ, and all these other things, and it all refers to the same wonderful people of which we can be a part. If you're not a member of the body of Christ today, then you've missed the kingdom, because they teach that Jesus is not reigning now, and I maintain that he is. And so if we need to become a member of the body of Christ, we hope and pray that you'll do that today and recognize the blessing of being in the kingdom and the blessing of being a child of God. If I don't understand it all, I can understand that God wants me to be a Christian. He wants me to be forgiven of my sins. He wants me to be baptized for the remission of my sins, because there's where you reach the precious blood of Jesus. And that blood of Jesus is just as powerful today as it was when it was shed. It'll wash away every sin of every believer. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We invite you to obey the gospel of Christ if you're not a Christian today. As we stand and sing that invitation song, will you come?